CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 13th of August 2023. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB intruder watch service volunteer needed. New RSGB NRC promotional video. International Lighthouse and Lightship weekend. The RSGB Intruder Watch Service is looking for a volunteer to act as coordinator when Richard Lamont, G4DYA, retires from the role in September. The function of the Intruder Watch Service is to monitor and receive reports of intrusion of non-amateur transmissions into amateur radio bands and to collate reports and alert Ofcom to persistent and regular intruders. The responsibilities of the volunteer include submitting details of intruders to the IARU Monitoring Service on behalf of the UK, membership of the RSGB Spectrum Forum, and providing reports for the Spectrum Forum, RADCOM and RSGB Yearbook. The successful applicant for the position will have a station capable of reliable monitoring of amateur bands, up-to-date knowledge of transmission modes and modulation methods in order to be able to identify transmissions, and the ability to receive reports of intruders from other amateur stations by email. If you're interested in finding out more about this role, please email the RSGB Spectrum Forum Chairman, Murray Nyman, G6JYB, at spectrum.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. Have you been to the RSGB National Radio Centre? Would you like to encourage your family and friends to visit and find out more about amateur radio? We've just released a promotional video that gives a whistle-stop tour of all the fantastic things in the NRC in just 1 minute. Find it on the RSGB's YouTube channel or on the National Radio Radio Centre webpage at rsgb.org/NRC. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is coming up soon. The event is usually held on the third weekend of August, which this year is the 19th and 20th. It's one of the most popular amateur radio events in the calendar, and in past years there have been over 500 entries from more than 40 different countries. More details about events and registration at illw.net. Reminder now that the popular British Inland Waterways On the Air event will take place between the 26th and 28th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is still open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, nharg.org.uk, and follow the By WOTA 2023 link. The RSGB is reminding all radio amateurs that they are required to revalidate their licence with Ofcom at least every 5 years. If it's been a while since you did that, go to ofcom.org.uk/manage-your-licence or email spectrum.licensing@ofcom.org.uk. The date has been confirmed for the 2023 Scottish Microwave Roundtable, or GMRT. It'll be held between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday the 11th of November at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island 5 in Scotland. An interesting programme of speakers has been arranged. Microwave test facilities will be provided, and the event will be an opportunity to purchase components and microwave-related items. The cost is £12, and this includes a buffet lunch. A dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Full information and online registration are available at gmroundtable.org.uk. Please email Colin, GM4HWO, via gm4hwo@gmail.com for more. Don't forget that booking is open for the RSGB convention, which is being held between the 13th and 15th of October. For more information, visit the RSGB pages. Now for details of rallies and event, the Flight Refuelling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest is held today, Sunday the 13th of August, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The venue is Cobham Sports and Social Club ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset, BH21 3DA, £5 to get in. This includes parking. Talking on 145.550 MHz, on-site catering, bar facilities and an RSGB bookstall will be available. Indoor and field pitches are available and car boot traders are welcome from 7 a.m. For more information, email tbaker@tiscali.co.uk, visit fras.co.uk or phone 07743 475018. The Rugby Amateur Transmitting Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 20th of August. The venue will be the Princethorpe College, Princethorpe Rugby, Warwickshire, CV239PY. The event begins at 10 a.m. For more details, contact Steve, GLYB, 07956855816, email rally@rugbyats.co.uk or visit rugbyats.co.uk. Lincoln Shortwave Club Summer Rally takes place on Sunday the 20th of August. The venue will be at the Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. Doors open from 9:30, admission £2, free car parking and refreshment will be available. Tables cost £10. To book, contact Steve via m5zzz@outlook.com or phone 07777699069. The Red Rose Summer Rally takes place on the 20th of August. The venue is St Joseph's Hall, Lee, WN72PJ. The event is will feature free parking, a cafe, traders, individual stands, club stands, low-cost bring and buy, and a raffle for a new digital radio. More information, wmrc.co.uk. Special event news, special event station PA14 Jambo, JAMBO, will be active until Thursday the 17th of August from Sparn Woward for the 14th Harlem Jamborette, a large international scout camp that takes place in the Netherlands every 4 years. Look out for activity on SSB, CW and Digital, QSL via PA9LUC and EQSL. Special event station CX90RCU will be operating until Thursday the 31st of August, celebrating the 90th anniversary of the Radio Club Uruguayo, CX1AA, founded on the 23rd of August 1933, QSL, via the Bureau Director Logbook of the World. DX News, Josiah KA5UBT and John N5VOF will be active as VP5/KI5UBT and VK5/N5VOF from Providenciales, NA002, at the Turks and Caicos Islands until tomorrow, the 14th of August. They're operating SSB and FT8 on 40 to 2 metre bands, QSL to home calls. Bo, OZ1DJJ, will be active again from Greenland as OX3LX from Tasiilaq on Amasalik, that's the how they say it's pronounced, island, apologies if it isn't, NA151 until the 15th of August. He'll focus on QO100 satellite and 4 and 6 and 4 meter bands, but will also be QRV on the HF bands. He will then go to Itakaramit on the main island of Greenland, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS or direct to OZ0J. Also active from Tasiilaq will be Emil, DLHAJ, operating as OX stroke call sign until tomorrow, the 14th of August. In his spare time, he'll be operating CW with 10 watts. Franz DJ0TP will be active as TK stroke call sign from the main island of Corsica, EU014, until the 3rd of September, QSL via DJ0TP's home call and Logbook of the World. Contest news. Today, the 13th of August, the Worktal Europe DXCW contest sends its 24-hour run at 23:59 UTC. CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 15th of August, 1.3 gigs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 17th, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now on to the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Sunspot activity continues as we head towards solar maximum, they write. Or have we already gone past that point? Identifying solar maximum can only really be done in retrospect. That is after we've had it. Solar maximum is now forecast to end Solar maximum is now forecast for early to mid 2025, so we still have some way to go. Last week, the solar flux index declined from 176 on the 5th to 153 on the 10th. Geomagnetic conditions were mainly settled, other than a KP index of 6.67 on the 5th. This was due to an incoming plasma cloud from a coronal mass ejection, or CME, that left the sun on the 2nd of August. We had not one but two X-class flare events recently. These occurred on the 5th and 7th. The event on the 5th was long in duration, with a peak flux at 22.21 UTC. Luckily, it was from active region 3386, which was right on the edge of the visible solar disk, so any associated CME was directed away from Earth. The second event, at 20.46 UTC on the 7th, was also from AR3386, which by now had rotated just out of view of the Earth, so again its associated CME was not Earth directed. So we were lucky on both accounts. If the sunspot region is still active on its return, we could be in for a tough ride. Keep an eye out from around the 20th of this month, when it should reappear. HF conditions have been variable, occasional F2 layer openings on the 10-meter bands. The 15-meter band has produced some good DX, including 5W1SA in Samoa. On FT8, the 17-meter band produced Roland, TR8CR in Gabon. On CW for Lorry G3UML, S79KW in the Seychelles has worked by Hugh, EI2HI on the 10-meter SSB, but otherwise it's been quiet. Expect more HFDX activity later next month. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the low 160s with a maximum KP index of 2. If that does pan out, we can expect fairly good HF conditions. But as always, watch out for solar flares and CMEs that can't be predicted very well. A solar flare could result in a sudden ionospheric disturbance that could be relatively short-lived. CME, which might follow a flare in about 2 days, could see the MUF drop for a day or more. Now for VHF and up, the brief period of high pressure around the middle of last week will be long gone by the weekend, and the new Atlantic lows will again dominate the UK weather. At first, this will be mainly over the northern half of Britain before moving to the western side of the country later in the week. This means any tropo at the end of the previous week is not here to stay. The low pressure input will bring rain scatter propagation modes, and since we are supposedly in the summertime, the rainfall events may be quite heavy or even thundery in places, so there may be good scattering for the gigs bands. The sporadic east season is still simmering, with a few brief moments of single hop within Europe, but also some longer multi-hop paths, including to the Far East and VK on 10 metres. The upper air pattern of jet streams may still be able to trigger a few openings during the coming week, although it's looking much weaker than last week and possibly mainly based towards northern areas like the Baltic and Scandinavia. Meteor scatter is the one mode that should do well, especially at first with the peak of the Perseids this week. It can be quite interesting to monitor the 2-meter scatter calling channel and stand outside watching for meteors, especially if it's a bit warmer. The shower has a broad peak, so should still provide activity during the coming week. Lastly, the sun continues to offer occasional disturbed conditions, with a chance of high KP indices and possible aurora. The easiest solution is to monitor the KP index and perhaps your favourite Scottish beacon for signs of auroral flutter. With the moon at maximum declination this weekend with long moon visibility windows, it's the microwave EME contest. Moon apogee is next Wednesday, so path losses are at their highest until then. 144 meg sky noise is moderate until late Tuesday, when the sun and the moon are close in the sky, until Thursday when levels drop back to low. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me until next week.